Thank you so much, Charlotte and Rebecca. Well, as we just heard in our Bible reading, Hannah was desperate for a child. She'd been praying for some time, we can imagine, and she just didn't have a child. And it's hard for any mum if she desires a child and she can't have one. In those days, I think it was even more of a problem for a woman if she couldn't have children, because that was the focus of their whole life, of their whole purpose. And so she went to the temple to pray, and she prayed so desperately that when the priest who was there in the temple saw her, he thought she was drunk because she was pouring her heart out to God and sobbing. But God heard her request. And so in time, she became pregnant and gave birth to a boy, and she named him Samuel. Samuel means God has heard. So the name of the boy actually tells part of the story. But does God always give us what we ask him for? Well, I guess if we did a quick hands up, most of us would say no. I've had occasions when I asked God for something, but he didn't give it to me. And to help us think a little bit about that, we have this very bespoke traffic light. And when we pray, really, one of three things can happen. The first one is a green light. Whoa, this is high tech, isn't it? So we pray something, and God answers and says, yes, and go. Because like a good father, God loves to bless us. He loves to give good gifts to his children. And of course, that's what happened with Hannah. She so wanted a child. And God, her good father, gave her a child. And as he did, I imagine, her relationship with God was strengthened. Because she realized God loves me and he's given me my heart's desire. The second answer that God might give is the amber light, which is, wait a bit, not yet. You're getting quite good at this.
Multitasking.
Well worth asking, multitasking. Wait a bit, not yet. Sometimes what we're asking for is a good thing, but now is not the right time. God says, not yet. And there may be things that you've been asking for, that you've been waiting for. And I don't know many people for whom waiting is not a challenge. Waiting is difficult, isn't it? Does anyone find waiting difficult apart from me? Okay, thank you. Children old and young, we find it difficult. I mean, the classic thing is before your birthday or before Christmas, you want to get your presents. You might have a hope that you get this or that present. And it's so hard to wait. I know a certain lady who's hiding behind the traffic light who rummaged around the house before her birthday to find the presents that her parents were going to give her. Waiting is hard. Now, in our story about Hannah, this clearly wasn't the first time she was praying to God and asking God for a son. She had been asking for a long time. And after a while, God heard her request. He wanted her to learn to wait and to ultimately trust in him. Of course, the supreme example of someone waiting. There is so much in the Bible of people who have to wait before God says, yes, now is the right time. But often in the waiting, our faith is strengthened. We need to trust God. We need to hang in there. Now there's the third light, and it is the red light. It looks beautiful now, but actually in life, when we get this answer to prayer, it's hard. Sometimes God says, stop, no. Now, he says that not because he doesn't want us to have good gifts, but he knows that in the long run, what we want is not going to be good for us. He's got the overview. And sometimes what we desire, God says, no. This is actually not good for you. so I'm not going to give you what you desire. Some of you might be old enough, or you might have heard the song anyways. It's a famous song by Janis Joplin, and the lyrics go something like this. Oh Lord, won't you give me a Mercedes Benz? My friends all have Porsches, I must make amends. That's a prayer that I expect God might say stop and no to. That's an easy one to work out. Sometimes it's not so easy to work out. But as we grow in our trust and faith in God, we hang in there and we say, God, I don't understand. Sometimes in my experience, I don't even know whether it's an amber or a red when I pray and nothing happens. There's this famous account of Jesus in the Garden of Gethsemane on the night when he was arrested, on the day before he was crucified. And he prays to his Father in heaven, my Father in heaven, if this cup of suffering can pass me by, please don't let me drink it. But his Father says, no, it's my plan to rescue the world. And so Jesus accepts that and says, not my will, but your will be done. That's a great way to pray, actually. We pour out our heart's desires to God and we say, not my will, but your will be done, Heavenly Father. And so Hannah receives her heart's desire. She gives birth to baby Samuel, and she gives thanks to God. Now, she gives thanks to God for that gift in a very special way, because she dedicates Samuel to grow up in the temple. And Samuel grows up to become a famous leader and teacher in Israel. Now, very few people will be asked to dedicate their child to God in that special way. But we do dedicate our children to God. We pray for them. We hope that God will have a wonderful purpose for them. And we give thanks to God in other ways. All of us can thank God for the good gifts he's giving us in so many ways. God gives to us, and children are one way in which we see his generosity. That's what we celebrate today. And parents naturally want to thank God for their children. And those who can't have children, for whom it's an amber or a red, they, if they just open their eyes to God's goodness, will see the other things, the other blessings that God brings into their life. Some of us who can't have children have become godparents or have had a chance to care for others in a very special way. And so we give God thanks in return. Red, stop and no. Amber, wait a bit. Green, yes and go. All of these answers to prayer can strengthen our relationship with God. And then we give thanks to God in return.